Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming Podcast. This is your host, your friend, your boy, Mr. Adrian Jackson, and we're back in the studio again with another great episode for you. And you already know who I got with me. It's your boy, Mr.
I feel like y'all forgot my name, like my actual name, but it's going to be Donovan today.
Donovan, okay. We have Don Lamar Jackson with us today.
Ooh, whoa.
Oh, my bad. I got the government. My bad. Exclusive.
It's a... Do what y'all will with that information.
Right. Yeah, do what y'all will with that information. He don't use it anyway.
Nah.
Yes. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special episode coming for you guys again. You already know, another week, another good message for you guys. And for today's topic, we're going to talk about forgiveness. I feel that everybody in the world needs forgiveness. And bro, I know this is actually a topic you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm glad to get to it and to jump into it. We don't have a very special guest today, but we do have a very special sponsor today. Today's sponsor is Adam from Adam Mentors. Please check out Adam. He's a very, very amazing spiritual guide. He will give you chakra readings, human design readings. He does tarot cards, also has classes in Atlanta and the Las Vegas area from time to time. So make sure to keep out with Vegas Vibrations. They'll bring you Adam. Adam from Adam Mentors. So please, please make sure you check out Adam. Very, very amazing man. Love him to death. And yeah, I need another class from him, honestly, real soon, because I need some vibrations raised very, very soon. But yeah, so let's go ahead and jump into it, bro. So let's go ahead and start off by talking about forgiveness. So let's just get a generic definition from you on what do you believe forgiveness is. What is forgiveness in your eyes?
That's an interesting topic, because that's the part of the reason why I brought it up. Because I was at church and pastor was saying, like, what is the true, like, God type of forgiveness? And it's not holding something over somebody's head,
right?
Whether it doesn't matter, like, what they did to you, and in the relevance to, you know, that type of setting, it's like, okay, you know, before Jesus died, everybody was like fucking up and shit like that, but he still gave his life to buy everybody in, no matter what their sin was.
Right, exactly.
So not holding that over their head in like some sort of negative fashion. Now, what I thought about it, what it was before, was more so just, I mean, essentially it's that, but I would say just choosing not to, you know, I don't want to say it, like, not
like dwelled.
Yeah, not trying to dwell on what it is, like, you know, still hold it accountable, but not like, you know, taking away the love that I have for that person, or whether it's basic or, you know, more in-depth type of connectional love.
Right.
But I'm not gonna hold that against somebody, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I fully hear you right there. And I think that was always like one of the definitions I have for forgiveness, was like not taking that love away for something that occurred, you know? And I feel like that is something that happens in life right now, definitely in, I don't know what type of world we're living right now, the super dark world, but, you know, you see quotes all the time of, you know, fuck them, they trade you wrong, and I'll never forget, or, you know, all these quotes of, like, people's pretty much saying, I'm going to hold this grudge for my whole life, you know? And I don't believe that's, like, nowhere near forgiveness. No, I think that's terrible, you know? I think that's really bad.
Yeah, and it's all, it's everywhere. It's kind of sickening to,
it is,
you know, randomly just go on your feed, and you got, like, five fucking reels or TikToks in a row that's like, oh no, fuck them, or they should have done this, if blah blah blah,
right? But exactly,
like, yeah, I feel like at a certain point you kind of have to realize that everybody has their own shit that they're going through, and there's more likely than not a reason for everybody's behavior,
right?
No matter what it is, like, granted, you shouldn't stand up for it if it's toxic towards you, but you should still come from a, like, a place of understanding, you know what I mean?
Right. No, and I truly believe you on that one, you know, stand up for yourself, but like you said, come from a place of understanding, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of people skip that idea of finding the finding the understanding, you know?
Yeah.
They get so stuck in the what happened, but they don't ever think about the why, you know? And I think that's one thing that can really help a lot of people forgive a lot of situations, is they actually just sit back and focus on the why, you know? And Lil Wayne has a song out there, which I love it. I love the verse he says. It's not even him. It's like, I don't know who audio he edited, but he says, Lord, let them see that my intentions were good. You know, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what a lot of trouble comes in life. You know, a lot of things come from misunderstandings.
Yeah.
You know, like, yo, my intentions are good. I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. I was just saying what I felt like you needed to hear.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I was doing the best action for my family. You know, I hate that it hurt you, but I had to help out my mom's or whatever it had to be. You know right. what I'm saying? So I think that's a good way to start. So let's go ahead and lead to one of my first questions then is, what is forgiving another? Like, what do you see? Like, how do you forgive another? Can we swap that?
Yeah.
Why do you forgive another?
So, and this is where I feel like my natural kind of good heart came from. Because, mm-hmm. like, from a very young age, like, for some reason, I just understood that, like, yo, a lot of these bad people,
mm-hmm.
or quote-unquote bad people.
Right.
There's a story behind it.
There's a story behind it.
Yeah, like, let's say you...
Like, the villain story.
The villain story, especially with, like... You know, recently, how, like, you know, the villain would just be a bad dude for some reason, mm-hmm. but then now you have these villain arcs to understand why they are the way they are, which right. creates, like, a more humanistic feel to
for
it.
For the villain, exactly.
So, for me, it was, like, why did I do it? Because it's, like, I feel like everybody should be understood to a degree, and I feel mm-hmm. like the reason why they're doing things to where other people don't forgive them is because they're not being heard or made to understand to a degree.
Right.
So, like, I try to forgive the people that do wrong mm-hmm. by me, just because, like, you know, most of the time, like, oh, you had a rough family upbringing.
Right.
And unfortunately, you didn't have, like, the space or, you know, maybe just a situation that kind of geared you towards, like,
a different
healthy
route.
Way.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's sad to see, but, like, you know, fucking finding those people or having, yeah, finding those people that, like, you know, you actually give them a chance,
mm.
even if they already proved you wrong or you heard from somebody else that they're
right.
you know, not the best person, but, like, mm-hmm. yo, they didn't do wrong by me yet. And
right.
if they did, then it's like, it's probably a reason for it.
Right.
But I don't.
No.
Yeah, go into it, because I think I have, like, a follow-up type of...
Oh, yeah, no, you're perfect, bro. But I do see what you're saying right there, the idea of, like you said, everybody's human.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because one of my favorite quotes is, you know, somebody's in therapy because they know you. You know, you're the villain in somebody's story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you may feel like a good guy, but then that person's eyes, you're an evil person, you know what I'm saying? Because you cheated on them, or you... didn't give them all their change back, or you know, you scored the winning touchdown when the pass went to them, whatever it could be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel that a lot of people just hold on to the feeling, you mm-hmm. know. And that's one thing I feel that the reason we need to forgive others is to let go of that feeling of being mad at somebody,
yeah,
because that doesn't bring nothing good. I keep saying one of my favorite quotes. So I have a lot of favorite quotes, as you see. But Paul Seeker said this quote, holding a grudge to another is like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies.
Yeah, I remember
that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think that's like the ultimate forgiveness quote, definitely toward another person, because a lot of people, like I said, they hold this anger toward somebody who took their position, took their girl or whatever. But it's like, you being mad at this person isn't slowing their roll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not stopping their day. It's not making them lose sleep at night. Like, mm-hmm. it's making you lose sleep, though. You know, it's messing up your role. It's messing up your mindset. It's messing up your thoughts and your energy. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to truly, I feel you have to forgive others, because you have to let go of that energy that you're holding on to.
Right.
You know, so that's why I feel about it.
So within that, right, I was going to mm-hmm. say, okay, if the end goal is to, you know, forgive people, right,
mm-hmm.
I feel like It kind of gets in a gray area for, like, the timing in which you do it.
Yes.
Like, what do you think about the timing? Because, like, some people feel like they just need to forgive like that. But, mm-hmm. like, how do you force forgiveness? It's like, you still have those feelings inside. And it's like, yeah, you may know that you have to forgive at some point. But,
right.
like, you know, that shit still hurts and you're still trying to figure out how to mentally get there of letting that shit go.
Right.
So do you think it should be fast, slow, or do you even think there should be a time limit at all?
I feel, you know, everybody has their own time limit, you know, because let's look at it this way. For example, a dog, you know what I'm saying? If a dog goes and does something that it's not supposed to do, you give the dog a whooping. Yeah, it may stay away for about 2 seconds, but at some point it's going to have what we call amnesia and it's going to let it go and forgive you because, you know, it's not trying to be mad at you. Or a baby, you know what I'm saying? You can take something out of the baby's hand or smack his hand and make it cry, whatever, but at some point it's going to love you right back again like nothing happened and let it all go.
Naturally.
You know? Naturally, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we're naturally made to forgive, you know what I'm saying? Like we're naturally made to have messes and clean them up and go from there. But yeah, I think everybody has their own time frame because everybody's minds work differently.
Right.
You know, me personally, I tell myself all the time that this is a human experience. You know, everybody's unique, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And that just makes it so I look at people differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, or not look at people, I have this eye for people differently. I'm not looking at somebody as in they're out to get me or nothing like that. I'm looking at who this person's doing the best they can for their life. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to be human, you know?
Right.
And yeah, some people are cold-blooded or however you want to say it. But it's like, when do you let it go? Like, why? That's my thing is, why hold on to it? What is the benefit of holding on to anger?
Right.
You know, because when I'm mad or I'm upset and I'm mad at somebody, I can't sleep as well. You know, I lose my appetite. My head hurts. You know what I'm saying? My body doesn't react the way I want it to. I feel I'm slow. I feel I'm not catching stuff I usually catch.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
exactly that.
And I think one of these things I've always been saying to myself is, I'm done letting people have that power over me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm done letting people know that, oh, I can say this to mess this day up. No, you can't. You can't do that no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that power over me to say these words and make me feel shame of myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I'm getting to the point of maybe you did it for the best intentions or whatever it is, but me personally, I just can't do it because it's not good for me personally. You know,
right.
It hurts me more than whatever you think is doing is hurting me more.
Right.
You know? So that's why I'm like, I have to let it go so I can stop being sad, mad, depressed, whatever it is it causes me, you
right.
know. So but how do you feel about that? What do you think about the timing of forgiveness? Like, how long should you forgive somebody?
I mean, I feel like you just take it at its own pace because you still have to take the time to like try to understand, and like there's situations where you can't understand. But it's like, I don't want to say it. it's just your own timing of like letting those emotions go, but you can't force your emotions to leave like on the dot like that, especially if it's something disrespected. So I guess like it's something dealing with disrespect. So that kind of leads me to another follow-up question is like, okay, how do you feel when somebody messes up but they're pressing you to just forgive them like on their time, you know what I
right.
mean? Like, and since I was put in that like that situation a couple times, it's like, yo, I'm still trying to process all that shit, and like you pressing me to work on your time,
right?
When it's something that you did, it's like, okay, that's gonna push me a little bit further away, and it's like, okay, not that it's saying it's less likely for me to forgive you, but it's like now you're kind of putting like another mark on me because it's like, yo, I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, whether I forgive you or not, like, are you healthy for me?
Right.
And I have to take that time to process.
Right.
And whatever decision I come up with, like, that's my end goal for forgiveness in a sense. It's like, okay, yeah, I understand that you did this, you feel bad, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, if it kept happening and stuff like this, it's like, okay, I'll forgive you, but the relationship changes.
Right.
You know, I don't work on your time. Like, you trying to press me. And then at the fact of, you know, maybe you keep doing the same thing over and over. It's like, why should I just forget about that so quickly? Because at that point, like, I feel like I'm hurting myself. And then I have to not only forgive you, but forgive myself for keep allowing that shit to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think that goes back to kind of what I said a few moments ago, is taking your power back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, and actually led to my next question of forgive and forget.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is truly forgiving? Can you truly forgive and forget? And yeah. I don't believe that's plausible. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's possible.
I don't think it's possible humanistically.
Humanistically, no. Yeah. Not as a human, no. Like, because we have too much memory. You know, we have these... You know, as a human, we're designed to know where... We're designed to stay away from what burnt us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You touched a fire that one time, I bet you a dub, you'll never touch a hot pan or stove again unless 100% slipped your mind that day. And then right before you did, you paused and like, oh, hold on, that's going to be hot. Let me get a mitten.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, humanly, we're designed not to forget. Definitely if something hurt us. But I don't believe that we have to hold on to that burnt feeling, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I burned my hand doesn't mean I have to keep walking around with an ice pack on my hand. Mm-hmm. You know, to show that my hand is burnt. And it's like, no, at some point I need to
let it go
and let this thing heal up. You know what I'm saying? So I can start using my hand again instead of treating it like it's burnt.
Right.
You know, and that's what I think a lot of people do with their hearts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They get a broken heart one time and they hold it and put it in this freezer and they lock it up and they make it so, oh, nobody will ever hurt my heart again or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because this one person hurt me 20 years ago. And it's like, you're giving this person too much power. You letting this one action cause 20 years of pain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he got hella return on his investment. Like, I ain't never seen a return on investment that level, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and we let our emotions give them the most epic returns, you know? So it's like, in your situation, I would be like, yo, I understand, I forgive you. You know what I'm saying? What happened, mm-hmm. but for me to have my power now, that's when the boundary comes in.
Yes.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with putting boundaries up. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I have relationships in my life. You know, I have cousins. You know, they show up when they want to show up. They ask for stuff. They'll never follow their word. You know what I'm saying? And it's mm-hmm. like, you know what, cousin? I understand you're going through some hard shit. I forgive you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm praying for you still. I'm hoping for the best of you. But I'm not going over that boundary no more. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? No, I'm not giving you no more money. I don't care if it's only $15. Sorry. I gave you too much. I forgive you every time because you say you're going to pay me back. You didn't do what you were.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgive you for it. I let it go. I'm not going to hold a grudge on it. I'm not going to hate you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still going to love you because you're my family. But I'm not going to follow that path again no more because I know where it's going to lead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All it's going to do is lead to me being aggravated and what you call it, because I'm trying to help you, quote unquote,
yeah.
you know, when it's actually hurting me.
And I just want to, like perfectly said, I was just going to say, I feel there needs to be a separation between creating a boundary
mm-hmm.
and then forgiveness.
Yes.
Because, like, I mean, coming from, like, and I'm not saying that I'm not guilty of this either for mm-hmm. my past, but it's like, yo, at some point you have to understand, like, yo, you messed up so many times and you have to understand they're not going to hold anything against you,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to let you in the same way
not
as you did before.
Way.
And that's
yeah.
not saying that they hate you. They, for all
they love you. Yeah. They appreciate
love
you.
But part of that love is creating that boundary in the
that
first
boundary,
place.
That
so
distance.
They don't resent you. And,
exactly.
You know, you don't, they don't keep allowing you to slowly resent them because they're not doing what you wanted them to do because you couldn't hold up your word.
And I think that was a beautiful way to say it, the idea that, you know, I'm trying not to resent you. So for me not to resent you, I have to make this boundary.
Yeah.
Because if I don't make this boundary, I'm going to hate every time you call me. I'm going to hate every time I see your name. Every time you see your face, I'm going to scringe a little bit
mm-hmm.
because I still have this hate in my heart because I didn't make that boundary. But if I make this boundary, I can let go of that resentment. You know what I'm saying? I can stop drinking that poison and mm-hmm. get back to where I need to be. To when I see your face, I'm happy to see you.
Yeah.
You know, but I just know that when certain words come up or certain actions start, I know that, oh, boundaries, let me put my boundary back up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because you're going down the same path still, and I'm gonna let you know that I'm not going down that path no more. You know what I'm saying? I forgive you, but I'm not a fool.
That.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's one thing that comes to play too. Like you said, forgive and forget. People mm-hmm. forgive and 100% forget the issue, and it's like, no, you can't forget the issue because it happened. You know?
I feel like it kind of should be like a two-parter with that phrase. It's mm-hmm. like forgive, but forget the pain,
mm-hmm.
but don't forget the situation.
Yes. Yeah. And I agree with that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, forgive the pain, forget the pain, but don't forget what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Learn that lesson, though. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of people, we really need to truly learn the lesson.
Right.
So then now let's go leap. My next question is forgiveness versus revenge.
Hmm.
And how do you feel about... Because, you know, I feel like, I don't know if you've ever played the game of high school, Open Chess.
No.
No? Okay, we used to play the game of high school called Open Chess, where if you walked around with your chest uncovered, mm-hmm. somebody can come and just punch you in the chest, and they say, Open Chess.
Oh,
you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
You know, but always, that game always made me think of, like, just revenge. Because just like on a football field, too, you know, somebody hits you, you be like, okay, I'm looking for this guy now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go and next, I can't wait till I get this window to hit him back, you know?
Yeah.
But I just want to talk about, like, how bad is revenge? Like, what does revenge really do?
Just a quick side note. We had something like that, but way worse. It was called Cup Check.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, no, they used to do that too, bro. I didn't play that game. Nope. Yeah. I didn't play that game. I'll turn my backpack around, let that bad boy hang.
Right.
Yeah, I was playing that game.
But to go back to that question, how bad is revenge?
Yes.
I mean, it's as bad as a cycle of you letting that same person keep doing the same thing to you over and over. It's just a negative, toxic cycle, in my opinion.
Right.
Because, okay, yeah, they did something to me, so now I'm gonna go revenge something to them. But, like, how do you, like, a negative and a negative makes a positive within mathematics.
Mathematics.
Not with human relationships.
Right.
And, like, just the way you interact with the world. Because, I mean, yeah, they did something to you, you do something back to them, that's going to make them do back something back to you.
Yep.
And then it's just a toxic back and forth to where both of you guys are going to be disintegrated by the end of the day.
And then, look, pause on you, what you say real quick. Technically, a negative is an imaginary number.
I mean...
right? It's not a real number, is it a real number?
It's more so, like, in terms of mathematics...
Yes.
It's more so just the removal of something. So
right.
It's like, I mean... 5 plus negative 1 is going to be 4.
So I'm guessing, would you count a real number though? As a real number?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then, yeah, but but it's just, I just feel like to kind of bring it back into tandem with forgiveness, it's like, okay, what if something negative happened, right, to you? But it came from a place of good intent, like they didn't mean to do it like that. But if you're gonna take it as negative and then take revenge on them, then it's like, oh well, now you're causing damage for
unnecessary damage.
Yeah. So like, let's say you thought your partner was cheating on you or something like that. So then it's like, oh yeah, no, fuck that. Since they do that, I'm gonna do that back to them. But they never did that.
Right.
And then come to find out, you have the proof now. And it's just like, oh, nothing happened.
Right.
So it's like, oh, how do you sit with that guilt? And now you're hurt. And now they're also hurt for something that was miscommunicated,
misunderstanding. Yeah.
So why, like, I mean, statistically, why would you just take that chance to do revenge and rather than forgiveness and just moving on without the life, whether that shit did happen or not?
Right.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like... the only way to heal anything is with love.
Right.
And forgiveness is that loving side rather than the
revenge side.
Indifference, revenge, hateful side. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, no, and I truly agree, bro. And I feel that, you know, how we were talking about, you know, you hold on to that poison, revenge is drinking a whole bottle of poison, you know what I'm saying? And you're just stuck on it, you know, like, I hate to use this word, but like in a lot of movies and stuff, what they say when somebody's just on a killing spree, they're blood drunk. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you can get revenge drunk to the point where all you're doing is focusing on getting revenge, focusing on how can I get this person back, and you become consumed with it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I have no idea what movie I was watching, but there was a movie like that where the dude was just so consumed on getting revenge that he missed everything, like. Family left, you know what I'm saying? This died, parents died, all this stuff. And then the sick part about it was by the time he got the chance to get his revenge, the person passed away.
Yeah.
So he couldn't even get his revenge, you know what I'm
saying? And then you're left stuck because you wasted all this time with this emotions, and it's like degrading your soul.
Yeah.
For nothing.
For nothing. No. Or shoot, real talk. I just hit me now. Batman. The first Dark Knight, the first Batman Begins movie. You know, he left, you know what I'm saying, because he's like, I want to get revenge on my parents. So he went and lived in the slums of the underworld so he can learn everything about the underworld and get revenge on his parents. And, you know, he got the gun so he can shoot the people at the wedding and stuff, because that's all he can be thinking about for the last... He quit college because he wanted revenge on this guy so bad, you know what I'm saying? And he quit his life, and he didn't really ever love anybody because he wanted revenge. And it took him until he finally faked his death as Batman to start to live a life, you know? And it's like... Amazing character. I love the character, but the idea that his whole life was based on revenge... He never lived it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He never truly lived his life. You know, he never experienced the beautiful things of life.
He said that was Batman?
Yes.
And so, but like, I mean, look at it in like a general sense too, compared to the rest of superheroes in the DC. Like, you would probably say Batman is probably the most hated superhero.
He's the darkest one.
He's the darkest one. He does objective good.
But amazing.
The intention behind it is just rooted in so much like
revenge,
just darkness. Revenge, negative, darkness.
No, it's beautiful because, like I said, let's keep on the Batman thing. Anytime you watch like a Justice League episode when they're saying, hey, let's go hang out and be friends and have fun, you know what I'm saying? Let's go watch a movie, let's get out of these costumes and go have dinner with each other one time. We're true teammates, let's be teammates. Batman always says,
nah,
I got work to do. I can go visit Gotham, I can go kill somebody over here, go stop the Penguin here. Right. And it's like, he's missing out on life. You know what I'm saying? Compared to, I hate to say it, the Avengers. You know what I'm saying? What happened at the very end of the episode movie? Let's go get shawarma. You ever heard shawarma? And they're just sitting there eating shawarma. And it's like,
chill.
Yeah, nothing epic happened, you know? But at the same time, they're experiencing something new. They're experiencing life still. They put down their vengeance and their hatred and all this stuff toward these people. And now we're enjoying it, you know? Right. Yes, they had a great battle scene, all that stuff. Don't have a battle scene. You don't need the battle scene. But you get what I'm saying, though, you know what I'm saying? I feel like revenge just consumes you so much. It makes you forget.
So,
you know,
kind of like a side topic of like an analog to that. I feel like, and this just came to me now, I feel like pettiness is the seed of revenge.
Yeah, like sleep is the cousin of death. I feel pettiness is the cousin of revenge.
Because it's like, well, I mean, yeah, that kind of hurt, but, you know, let me be, you know, some type of way just because they did that. But it's like, well, that's not really helping anybody's situation of just like, I guess, getting like instant like gratification a little bit just because, oh, you did that, then I'm gonna do that.
Bump you back a little harder,
yeah.
And you know what, though? And my thing is, too, I don't think people understand pettiness is, you feel the pettiness energy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the pettiness could have happened 4 hours ago, but you feel the pettiness energy right when you walk in. Like, the or the second whatever the pettiness effect happened back to you, you feel it. You know, like, somebody's being petty to me right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a clear energy. And that energy, when it, what happens when it comes across?
It messes up everything.
You start to think a little different. Like, damn, what do I do to this person? You start to rethink stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's not needed. Sarcasm.
Yes.
Same thing, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you can be goofily sarcastic. I'm
the
a
right
pro
setting.
At that.
Yeah,
it's in the right setting. But there's times where your sarcastic and pettiness comes off so clear that it's like, it makes people like, shoot, you see it sometimes in movies. They be like, hold on, pause. What's happening?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you guys hating each other? And then it turned out they slept with each other or something like that. And they be like, oh, okay, we feel the energy. But the pettiness energy is felt by everybody in the vicinity, not just the one person.
Right. And it just makes the whole experience within that moment just sour.
Yeah, everything. It makes everything awkward, sour. You don't want to be around it no more.
That.
You know, and that's one thing I hate more than anything. Like, the being petty, I think the pettiness is like, it's not needed at all. You know what I'm saying? I hate when I'm petty, because when I'm petty, I feel I'm being petty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel it in my soul. And it's that vengeful soul. I just want to do something back that they're not going to see. And it's like, let me stop, because what is that going to do? At the long run, what is that really going
to
do?
And if you follow through with it, it's just like, I mean, if you have the self-awareness to understand like that had no point, then you just kind of feel shitty about it afterwards. And then it's just like, all right, well, man, I just wasted so much time and energy just to be that little bit of petty.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Which, can I bring in like another question?
Yes, please.
So with that being said, like, let's say you do something or you're a little petty and blah, 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 and you realize that wasn't the best thing. How do you feel about forgiveness for yourself?
Oh, see, that was literally about the leading time to that.
Oh, perfect. Cool.
So, Ask the question again.
So, like, how do you feel about, like, forgiving yourself? Because I feel in certain situations, well, for certain people, that's a very hard thing to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you're so hard on yourself because you have so much expectation. So it's like, what do you think about that? And then how do you handle that for yourself?
Yeah. So I feel that honestly, the core of forgiveness starts with yourself, of course, as we talked about all day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel you have to start off by forgiving yourself, because if you can't truly forgive and love yourself for who you are, how can you expect to forgive anybody else for who they are? You know what I'm saying? And I feel that, you know, I have to forgive myself constantly, daily, you know, all the time. Like, sure, I had to forgive myself this morning for not washing the dishes because I had to go grab food because I feel like cooking.
Right.
I didn't feel like washing the dishes and cooking. But then at the same time, it's like, you know what? I'm human, you know? And that's one thing I have to just constantly say to myself. Like, it is okay to be human. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to mess up, you know what I'm saying? To not reach the expectations I thought I was going to reach, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I had a friend the other day. She wanted to get a position somewhere, and she felt dumb for applying. You know what I'm saying? She felt dumb for applying twice for the position.
Yeah.
And she didn't get the second time, and it was kind of like, I understand. You know, you upset you didn't get it, but you can't be mad at yourself for taking action and trying something new and stepping out of your box.
Exactly.
You know, and because it didn't work out, you're mad that you even took the step. And it's like, no, don't beat yourself up for unforeseen circumstance. You know what I'm saying? Don't beat yourself up for trying something new and failing. You know, at least you tried.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you have that experience to, like, try again for something else. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have the experience. You have clarity now. Like, a lot of stuff actually came with it. And I think that if people can start to truly forgive themselves and sit back and be like, you know what? I'm human. It happens. I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
The clarity will start to come of, you know what? And maybe whoop de whoop. Or, you know what? I can possibly try this. Like, shoot. Me, personal story. I've been applying for trivia host jobs, you know what I'm saying? So I can be trivia host.
Mm-hmm.
One of the jobs, I was upset because they didn't call me back or whatever. I didn't get an email back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like upset at myself. Like, man, I should wear a full shirt and tie for that interview. I not just call a shirt. You know, I lowballed the interview unlike I usually would.
Yeah.
Usually I wear a shirt and full tie to the interview. So then the next interview I had, I wore a shirt and tie because I'm not going to feel this feeling again. I at least want to know I was fully presentable.
And did the best you could.
And did the best I could. Not, damn, I left something out.
Right.
But ironically, the first job that I thought I blew called me back recently and came back, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I always feel that, I felt that the moment I let it go, truly let it go and forgot about it and kept moving on and got me my other job, whatever, with the kids and stuff, is when the vibe came back to, okay, let's get him back to what he needs to be now. You know, let's get back to what he wants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it came back around for me, you know. But I felt if I would have stayed in this petty mindset of, oh, I can't be a trivia host, I can't be a speaker, I can't do this, that, and
beat yourself up, yeah.
The energy would have stayed beat up, you know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't open up nothing, you know?
Right.
So that's why I think truly forgiving yourself is releasing your energy and opening back up to start getting what you need to come back in, you know?
Right.
But what about you though, bro? What is forgiving yourself in your eyes?
I think it just comes back to like the basis of the statement, every L is a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And just not try to take it too hard. And I could say for myself that, you know, forgiving me is incredibly difficult because I just do my best to be the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And when I fail, it's just like, like, you know, what could I have done? But I could ask the same question, is what more could you have done if you're doing the best you could and you didn't have all the information you had before?
Right.
So let's just plan to do it better next time, you know?
Right.
Example wise, it's, I mean, with this recent burnout, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just had too much stuff on my plate, and I felt bad for myself because, yo, like, I feel like I should be able to do all this shit and be on top of it and blah blah blah, but like, it's okay to be human, and I have a limited supply of energy that I can use per day, and it's always going to be different. So it's like, if I can't do it today, if I don't have the, you know, the energy for it, or, you know, I wanted to do this instead of that, like, it's okay, just do that and just find another time to do it. Like, right. I have time in this world. I have the abilities to do so when I'm ready to. So, mm-hmm. you know, just be graceful.
Right.
Be graceful with me, because otherwise, what am I doing to myself? I'm just digging myself a hole.
Right. And that's all it really is. You're digging yourself a grave. You know what I'm saying? You're burning yourself out. You're literally beating yourself up. Like, you might as well just take your fist and keep punching yourself in the face.
That.
Because you're not forgiving yourself is literally just kicking your own ass. Like, that's the sad part about it. And, you know, and I think that comes with, too, are you telling yourself the truth? You know what I'm saying?
Too.
Because
yeah.
you being mad that I didn't give my job. Oh, I gave my all. Well, are you telling yourself you gave your all, or did you truly give your all?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a big difference, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So I feel like that brings the clarity of, yeah, you have to really look at yourself, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Truly take that step back and truly look inside who you are.
And it's okay to not like what you're doing. Like, in the case mm-hmm. of that, right? It's okay to just not like what you're doing, but don't give the false facade that, like, you're doing your best when you aren't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And don't give that false facade, because you giving that false facade, you're lying to yourself now.
Yeah.
And all that's going to do is, what happens when you know somebody's lying to you? You're mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's even worse when you're lying to yourself. It's the same thing. Like, if you know you're lying to yourself, you have to truly accept the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to, either you truly accept the lie and you live the lie, or you truly come to the truth of it and move on from there. You know what I'm saying? And the truth will set you free, you know? So, yeah, stop beating yourself up. And it kind of led me to this quote that I read today is, man cannot make himself without suffering. He is both the marble and the sculpture.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, you have to, you're sculpting yourself through yourself. You know what I'm saying? You are the sculpture and the marble, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't keep getting mad about you messing up a chisel somewhere that you messed up on yourself. You can reshape it. You can redo it. You know what I'm saying? You might not even need that chunk. You know what I'm saying? It might be something you need to chop off immediately, or chisel off, whatever the word is properly.
Right.
But, yeah, so I think that's one thing that we truly need to do is just forgive ourselves, man. Because, yeah, like, because me personally, I'm one to get mad at myself for letting somebody else down.
Yeah.
And then usually, though, I'm beating myself up when the person's not even mad or upset. I'm late, you know what I'm saying? I'm mad I'm late, and I'm beating my, oh, my bad, y'all, I'm late, man, I'm mad, I'm stupid, whatever. And they're like, calm down, you tripping.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be mad or beat yourself up. We not tripping. We just happy you're here.
No.
And I feel like, you know, it takes me a minute, but the once I finally hit with that realization, like, they're not tripping,
mm-hmm.
that's when it comes to, like, yeah, why am I tripping then? If they're not tripping, why am I tripping? This is their event. I'm just here to be here.
Duh.
You know, and I think once that starts to happen, it's like, oh, everything lightened up, the whole mood turns bright again, you know?
It's like kind of just going based off of that in terms of like how I offer forgiveness for others and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first, I don't set high expectations. Not like I'm not wishing for them well,
but drop them, like, expectations, bro.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm a punctual person. I do my best to be punctual. Sometimes I'm a little bit late or whatever, but mm-hmm. like, there are some people that are not as punctual
at all.
But like, when they come late, I'm like, okay, for sure. Like, I'm not tripping about it. Like, you got here.
Yeah.
And I mean, unless it was like something time sensitive, but even then, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I gonna do? Like, is my anger gonna make them go back in time and come here on time? Yeah,
right.
No. So it's like, I may be irritated for a little bit, but I'm not holding it against them, and I'm not gonna let it sour the relationship, you know what I mean?
No, and that's real, bro. Like how you said, sometimes time sensitive, I'll be like, well, I literally tell myself, damn, they're missing the experience.
Yeah.
It sucks you miss the experience, but if you got on time, you know, and that's when you take the responsibility off yourself. Why am I so mad about this, you know?
Right.
So that's one thing real. So one of my last questions for the evening then, is there anything truly unforgivable?
Hmm.
Yeah.
So let me share in another point of view on forgiveness, which I thought was interesting. I asked one of my friends. She said forgiveness for her is, what the fuck did she say? Hold on. Intermission. I found it. Okay. So she said forgiveness means building up trust again based on those past things.
Mm.
Which is interesting, because it's like, it's not necessarily the same ideology mm-hmm. of not holding something over her, over somebody else's head.
Right.
But just building up that trust again.
No, right, right. And I feel that, you know, trust is something that can always be rebuilt, you know what I'm saying, as long as you try to work on it.
Right.
You know, and I think that, I think that's a beautiful quote, honestly. That's beautiful because people... A lot of people don't try to rebuild the trust, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And that's when it comes into, I got to put the boundary up now, because if I forgive you, but I don't see your actions have changed or nothing about you is changing, we can't rebuild this trust, or we can't rebuild it back to what it was.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to put the boundaries in right now to hold it at to where it is, mm-hmm. you know, but maybe you can start showing me different actions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But is that necessarily something that's unforgivable? I mean, to her standard, yes, because if you can't build the trust up again, mm-hmm. then it's not really forgiven. But right. in, let's take it back to what we were saying before. What about that sense? Like, do you, like, I can't really think of anything at the moment, but mm-hmm. Can you think of something that's like, unforgivable?
I mean, so okay, let's just go to the most extreme then. You know, somebody killed somebody in your family, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Is that unforgivable? Like, can we count that as unforgivable? And it's like, unfortunately, I've never been in that situation, so I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. But like, just from some of the stuff I hear, it seems like it always starts off as unforgivable, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It starts off as something I can never let go, I can never do whatever. But then for all the stories you hear, you always hear at some point the killer is low-key introduced to the person's family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they, you know, they'll hug and cry because the killer feels bad for what happened. And the person's family is remorse. You know what I'm saying? That at the end of the day, this person had a change of heart, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or at the end of the day, they let it go to the point that they can look this person in the face. You know what I'm saying? And you never forget the thought. You always know what that person did. Mm-hmm. But the idea that you moved on from it, you know.
So do you think that's dependent on their change of heart?
I think it goes based off of that's interesting.
Right.
I think it goes based off of your change of heart first. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's my heart that's gonna feel the pain. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanna think about freaking A. I had a perfect example in my head just now too. But Avatar. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you remember the scene when Katara is about to go kill the dude that killed her mother, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, she had him. She blood-bending the hell out of dude. Dude was bowing down.
The water was coming.
You know, he was in tears, but then she got hit of the real story of, shit, he was a commander doing his job. And, you know what I'm saying? He didn't, you know, intentionally go out there just looking for his mom just to kill. He was just doing what he had to do to get paid and eat and feed his family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, I'm sure it took everything in her blood to forgive him, literally. But at the end of the day, it was like, it's over time, I feel anything can be forgiven.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it literally just takes time to really just let the heal, the time, the wounds heal, you know, time heal all wounds. You know?
And then at that point, I feel like, another analog for a definition of forgiveness is letting the pain go.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even necessarily like you have to like the person or anything anymore mm-hmm. or be cordial. It's just
you don't have to,
letting the pain go.
None of that matters. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to like the person. I don't have to talk to this person every day. I don't have to become best friends with them now. Yeah. It's literally just, and I think that's like the core of forgiveness in my heart. Letting the pain go and releasing that power that this person put over you, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's one thing I think I feel personally. I'd never want anybody to have that much power to truly, for them to be able to say, I hurt this man's feelings so bad that he quit podcasting. Or, you know, I embarrassed this dude so bad I'm gonna quit his job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want him to have nobody... I don't want nobody to have that power over me to say that I did this to this person so bad that it made him do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody will ever have that honor in my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe my child one day at some point, but that ain't gonna be on that level. It's gonna be more of, I'm a softie.
Right.
You know? But yeah, so, and with that going, I actually want to lead to some quotes I want to hear your thoughts about. Mm-hmm. So the first quote on forgiveness is, forgiveness is your willingness to bear the consequences of someone else's actions.
Hmm.
And I kind of think that's low-key on point, you know.
That's an interesting point of view for sure.
It's interesting, right? Because the idea that, you know, your actions hurt me in a certain way, but for me to be able to, you know, bear the consequence of what happened to him, you know? Mm-hmm. And yes, this person made me look stupid. Now everybody thinks I'm dumb, but I forgive you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know whatever, and I can bear this. I can hold this. Yeah. Me, you know? So, but how do you feel about that quote?
I feel like that's one of the, like, depending on the consequence or depending on the action that led to those consequences, I feel like those are, that's one of the more difficult routes of forgiveness for sure. But I mean, it still can be done. I think it should still be done.
Right.
And I mean, as of right now, and I mean, I guess in the past too, but like, I always feel like I'm a martyr in a sense. I would be willing to take on all of the pain in the world as long as they're
happy and stuff.
They're happy. Yeah. Mm. If there was a void in the, if there was a void or something and it's eating up everything and everybody's scared and the only way to fucking save everybody is to, for somebody to sacrifice their life and jump in, I'd probably do it.
Right.
I'd probably jump down, look back and like give a thumbs up like, yo, I got y'all. Like, I mean, maybe y'all caused the shit and that's just fucked up. But I mean, it is what it is. I'm willing to
take responsibility and fix it.
Yeah. Because if you aren't taking the responsibility, then somebody has to. And even though it was probably geared towards me, y'all, I'm still willing to take it as long as it comes to a benefit of everybody else, you know?
Yeah,
or
no.
Benefit of everybody else and myself, I guess.
Myself, yeah. Or, you know, like you say, I'm doing something for the greater good, you know? And I feel like that runs with work low key, you know? Like, somebody didn't finish the project, so now I gotta finish their project. You know, yeah, I'm upset, but once the project's done, it's like, oh, I ain't tripping. It's over with now.
Right.
You know, the main thing was do what we had to do for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, I love that line. And then my next quote for you is forgiveness is giving up the desire to hurt someone who hurts you.
And that's where the you know, the idea of not taking revenge comes in, because it's just like, it's just, again, it's just unnecessary. It's like okay, if somebody came and murdered your family, let's take it back to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, okay, we can all agree that murder sucks and it's bad, but if I'm gonna take revenge and take it back out on them, I'm still committing murder.
Or quote unquote the word justice.
Justice, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's toxic manipulation. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree, bro. And I think that goes back to, that's gang violence in its fullest, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know how the gang violence work. You kill my homie, I'm gonna kill your homie. You gonna kill my other homie, I'm gonna kill your other homie. We're gonna keep going back and forth.
It's that toxic cycle.
Yeah. You know. And it's like, what if at some point somebody was like, you know what, man? Nah, we ain't gonna retaliate, bro. We gonna have to forgive them and move on and keep doing good for our community, because that's what really matters.
And you know, doing forgiveness basically gives you that power. That's real power.
That's real power.
Not keep subduing into this toxic way of life and making a change for the betterment of everybody, even though both sides are hurt.
Exactly. And I think that leads to, you know, and you know, kind of what we talked about before we even started the episode, leading by example. You know, John Maxwell says the best take the high road, because I feel that forgiveness is taking the high road. You know, you're stepping above all that crap, and the low road, getting revenge. You know, the middle road, being petty, doing exactly what they get to you. You know, the high road, forgiving them, moving on, be on to the best level, you know.
Right.
Because, damn, I literally had a perfect example in my mind. It slipped. Damn, it slipped. It hella slipped. But, I think the main thing that we truly need to do is just take the high road and just be the bigger person. Oh, because what I was about to say is when you take that high road, people see what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, and real talk, right? How confusing. Have you ever been in a situation where you expect the revenge, you expect the hit back, you expect whatever to come back, and it doesn't come?
Yeah.
You know, and it low-key puts you in a state of semi-paranoia, because you're like, you're expecting revenge and it doesn't come, and then you start questioning a lot of things, and then you'll be like, you know, I think the final thought I used to always have is like, damn, that person's a bigger person than me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that person didn't try to come get me back, or didn't try to strike me back, or, you know, he just turned the other cheek, as they would say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that right there just shows true character. You know, the idea of, no, I'm not going to come back and try to get you the way you got me.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that makes somebody come and have a change of heart as well. Because like, damn, man, I thought you were gonna come back and get me, but you didn't. And you know what? I just wanna apologize for it in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I feel peace happens. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this kind of similar to that.
Mm.
And because I expected like just a negative reaction because of what happened.
Mm.
I was about to head to the gym with Gerald and he was dropping something off of his car.
Mm.
So I parked in the garage and I was gonna back out so I could meet him at his car, but I forgot mom's car was in the driveway. Ooh. So when I was turning early and next thing I know my front bumper hits the side of her car and it goes for a little bit. I'm just like, yo, I'm like, fuck,
bet, yeah.
Bro, I was like, damn, bro, like I was like, you know what, after I like vented out those like just
I can't
just
believe what the hell I just did.
Yeah, those emotions. I called her. I'm like, yo, I am so like sorry, my bad, like blah blah blah. And she's like, it's okay, like it is what it is, like, you know, we'll be home in a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, like seeing that character growth from my mom, because she would pop off on something. Mm-hmm. But she didn't, and that gave me like that crazy amount of peace. It's just like,
oh wow,
thank God, thank you for forgiving me, thank mm-hmm. God for forgiving me in that sense. And it's like, okay, like, you know, I am willing to do everything to make it right in whatever sense,
right.
But thank you for having some grace with me on mm-hmm. that. And that just, I feel like that just strengthens that relationship and like the inner helping you forgive yourself at that.
Right.
You know, because if they're forgiving you for that and you did that to them, then, you know, why keep beating yourself up for something you did to somebody else? Like, forgive right. yourself, because it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, no, bro. And I fully agree with that, bro, because that's how I feel with, you know, remember the whole Christmas situation, me and Tierra.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had everything. Like, you know, she came and stormed up on me, and then I ran out the house. Like, you know, F y'all, and I'm gone. And, you know, originally it was like, I need to call my dad and apologize for what happened, whatever. But then when I called him, he was like, yeah, what did happen? Like, he don't remember what really happened, because he was low-key a little tipsy, and it didn't really hit him like that. And he was, oh, okay, well, yeah, no, you good. You know, and it was like, oh, wow, I thought he was gonna be more mad than that.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, alright, let me call my sister. You know, she probably upset and hate my guts for what I did to her and whatnot. And I'll go over there, and you know, she runs and give me a hug, and she apologizing first. And I was like, oh, that didn't turn out the way I thought it was gonna turn out.
Yeah.
You know, I thought her husband was gonna be mad or something. No, nothing turned out. You know what I'm saying? It was like, damn, you know, it felt good to know that I'm that forgiven, that I'm that loved, that I know that this one little action is not going to change the effect of anything that happened in the family, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just really carries on, you know, compared to, you know, I also have other sides where it's like, it's things that was clear misunderstandings, and if apologies would have happened and forgiveness would have happened, we could have been along farther, you know, but because the forgiveness never happened, we're 2-3 years in and it's still drama.
Right.
That's unnecessary, unpleasant, and it's stopping the growth and unfortunately separating lives, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like things like that, that is like, man, if people can just, you know, like as a quote said, not try to get revenge on the person, not trying to hurt somebody that hurt me back, and it's truly accept the forgiveness aspect of it, and just say, man, I love you for who you are and I respect it. Yes, we can do some boundaries. We can go stuff to work on. You know, we got to rebuild trust, but let's work on it. You know what I'm saying? I feel the world would be so much brighter, bro.
It would.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be a wonderful, wonderful place, man. So, any quotes you have to end this episode with, bro?
I think that's it for me.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
And then, I did pull up a quote right here, and it kind of just said what I just said. I gave y'all 3 quotes, but here's another one. Forgiveness is a strange thing. It can sometimes be easier to forgive our enemies than our friends. It can be hardest of all to forgive our loved ones, but we all need forgiveness. Fred Rogers.
100% agree.
You know, and I fully agree with that too. You know, it's always more easy to forgive somebody farther away from us. You know, somebody that's not close to us, somebody that's not close to our heart, because at the same time, low-key is heartbreaking. But in order to fix our heart, we have to start with that forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? In order to clean up any room, in order to fix any wound, you got to start by getting the bacteria out. You know what I'm saying? Before you can fix a cut, you got to get the splints out. Like, whatever it is, you have to get a negative out first. So, let's start off with getting that forgiveness going, and then we can start the healing process. So, that's what I believe about forgiveness. Anything about you, bro? Still swimming to your forgiveness life?
Honestly, just working on forgiveness from my past relationship and stuff like that, and just dealing with that, and then also forgiving myself for some of the slips ups that, like, you know, happened way before, like all of that, and even current, like, or even recent, like, mistakes and things like that, and just, you know, like, hey, like you said, I'm human. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm gonna do my best to make sure that doesn't happen again, or a similar situation within a similar situation. But it's okay, and you know, I just pray to God that He can guide me through that and rely more on Him, because He's the ultimate forgiver.
Amen to that one.
So
yeah, and then on my end, you know, it's just really focused on that self-forgiving, you know what I'm saying, that self-love, the, you know, not beating myself up for something I didn't do or didn't accomplish, or something I did wrong or wasted, or whatever the mindset would be. You know, my mindset is just, like, truly, just like you said, forgiving myself for my past and, you know, current stuff, and just really just learn to truly just love myself where I am, you know, and just know that, you know, I'm a new person. You know, every day I wake up a new person. Like you said, every day is new energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a new energy. So it's like, I can't just keep holding over, you know, holding stuff over my head, definitely my own things over my head. So yeah, just learn to forgive myself and love myself for who I am. And yeah, the more I forgive myself, the more I like myself, because then I feel I truly learn who I am, you know. So yes. Everybody out there listening today, I hope you guys learned something today. Hope you guys can learn to forgive. If there's somebody out there that you feel you need to forgive, forgive them, you know. Even if you don't feel like they're going to accept their forgiveness, just let them know that you forgive them, you know. Send them, I'm sorry, I apologize. Do it with integrity. Do it with sincerity, you know. Keep it real.
And including yourself.
Including yourself, exactly. For sure yourself. Look in your mirror right now and tell, you know, I forgive myself for this, that, and the third. Whatever it may be, you know what it is. Just let it go. Forgive yourself. Love yourself where you are. And I promise you, it'll make your journey a lot easier, you know. But you can't keep swimming if you hold on to all this weight. So, yes. With all that being said, any questions, comments, concerns, please send it to jkspodcast702@gmail.com. And quick shout out to Adam from Adam Mentors. Make sure you check him out. Make sure you get your chakra reading, your human design, or any other type of readings he has. He has so much to offer. Please check your boy out. And also, we are also about to start doing a question of the day for us and our guests. So please send over all your questions, things that you want to ask, and no matter how random it could be, no matter how deep it could be, just send over the question. We would love to ask it on the podcast. We'll make sure we shout you out if you send it over. So yes, I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. You already know, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or on Gmail at jkspodcast702@gmail.com. Hope you guys had a wonderful day, a blissful afternoon, a splendid evening, and remember, just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Yes.